Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dick Hall. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike DeLahaz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Harshman. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Harshman covering. Safe. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. DeLaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 1 in the game. Harshman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Harshman reaches second base with a double. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauer throws the ball into Hamlin, who tags Aspromonte trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Harshman moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Lump reaches second base with a double. Tuttle moves to third. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Seaburn strikes out. 2 outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams has Temple trapped. There's the throw to Daly and over to Carey, who tags Temple for the out. Power moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Hoja scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike De La Hoja is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoja is 0-for-2 in the game. De La Hoja hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson bunts towards first. William scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. De La Hoja moves to second. One out. Bob Hale pinch hits for Barry Latman. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. De La Hoja moves to third. Ken Johnson now pitching. Bubba Phillips pinch runs for Bob Hale. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. De La Hoja scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Newcomb now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Hank Bauer. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Temple applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Daly and he is out, Hamlin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards short. DeLaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeLahas bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to second. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb strikes out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a line drive towards short. DeLahas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keene bunts towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keene for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Power is walked intentionally. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hirsel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Power moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Temple scores. Power moves to third. Hirsel moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.